Welcome to Nefi Yomi Yerushalmi, holding my Sesheni Daf Ches in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon Lemnu Halacha Beis. We start in the Zayin Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Beis is sent the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Behemah is my Sesheni B'Yerushalayim. When you have a Behemah, which was purchased with my Sesheni money in Yerushalayim, which means he used the money of my Sesheni to buy and purchase this animal, so we know where Meir and Yehuda argue. The Meir holds my Sesheni Momon Gavor, it's not his, belongs to Hashem. And according to Yehuda, is Momon Hedri, belongs to him. So according to Meir, if this behemoth that he purchased had a baby, was had a Vlad, that Vlad is Potter Min Abchayro, because there's no Abchayro by Hegdish. But according to Yehuda, it belongs to him. So the animal that's born has a Din Abchayro, has a Gdusha Abchayro. Says the Gemara, if you're a boy, Kamir of Zahiros, if you're asked, Yoldo Bechor, let's say she gave birth to Bechor, Imorov Maushi Korvil Gamizbeach, meaning according to Abiyudu that holds that a Beima Shlomim, Beima of my Sesheni, who's Shlomim, who has a baby, is considered to be a Bechor, do you put the Imurim, which means the fat, on the Mizbeach? Meaning, obviously, when you have a pchor, what's the din? It's the din of a carbon. What do you do with a carbon? You put the imun, you put the fat in the mizbech. But how can you do that? Does it have a gdusha ma'aseh sheni? As the Gemara explains in the next amud, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, v'loy chal ma'aseh sheni al imurov v'lo nimtza mavchichu min achilo. The ma'aseh sheni is chal on the imurim, and by him putting the mizbech, he's not eating it. So he's taking away a legitimate ma'aseh sheni food and not eating. So it's answered him, Omer Lehi, V'chelukeyar basar behemo, using the gears of Rav Chaim. Chelukeyar basar behemo l'shlomim. Someone who does take basar behemo for shlomim, like Ma'aseh Sheni, is supposed to be taken. So then what happens then? Lochal Ma'aseh Sheni alimureo, filonim tzam avricho min achilo? You have the same question. If I take with Ma'aseh Sheni shlomim, I will have to put the fat in the mizbeach. So don't I'm taking something which is royal achilo, and taking it away from eating it, taking it away from the purpose of Ma'aseh Sheni? Omer Leis, he answered him, So as Zahir explained, that because that's the way the Torah said to do it, what did the Torah say to do with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni? Buy Shlomim. So when you buy Shlomim, then you take away from the Kedusha Ma'aseh Sheni and turn it into Shlomim. That's the way it's supposed to be done. But by Bechor, what are we talking about? He took Ma'aseh Sheni, he purchased an animal, and now the animal gave birth to Bechor. That was not b'lekichoso. He didn't buy the Bechor. Only when you use the Ma'aseh Sheni to buy, then it takes away the Gedusha from the Imurim. Omar Rabbi Yossi, V'ana lo evina amrin kin. Rizzi says, we said a little differently. Ela lo itiya tura li kaa b'kesa ma'aseh l'shlomim l'vat. Exas akoso you can take with kesa ma'aseh l'shlomim. So really, you still have the Gedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni. Hi, if you have Gedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, how can you put on the Mizbeach? The answer is, the Torah said that you're allowed to. The difference between the first answer and the second answer is the first answer says when you buy it, the Ma'aseh Sheni Kedusha goes away. The second answer says no, the Ma'aseh Sheni Kedusha still remains. But still, I'm allowed to put on the Mizbeach. We don't say that by Bechor. So the more my nafka mi binayun, what's the difference between the two answers? Says the more v'londo v'igdisha shlomim. You have an animal, Ma'aseh Sheni, who gave birth, and the animal that was born, the Vlad, you made it shlomim. When you purchase it, you're allowed by shlomim, and then you exchange the kedusha ma'aseh sheni to shlomim, kravo, meaning that Torah allowed you to use ma'aseh sheni for shlomim. So this is also shlomim. The Torah says you could put shlomim ma'aseh sheni on the mizbeach, even though it says kedusha ma'aseh sheni. But if you say that only when you purchase it, the act of purchasing exchanges the Ma'aseh Sheni and takes away the Kedusha Ma'aseh Sheni, and then it turns into Shlomim, ain't a Kreva. In this case, it didn't purchase, it was born. So it does not lose the title of Ma'aseh Sheni, and the Kedusha of Shlomim is not allowed to put on the Mizbech. So one more time, if you hold the Pshat as the Torah said, that Shlomim can go on the Mizbech, even though it's Ma'aseh Sheni, doesn't matter if you purchased the Shlomim or the Shlomim was born. But if the idea is that when you purchase it, then the Kedusha of Shlomim takes over the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, so that's only when you purchase that one it's born. Omar Abayi Hakol Ilin Milayo Anamorin. Abayi said the second explanation, he said, that's all these things we said, and I tried to prove it. And at the end of the day, the Mishnah is a raya to Rav Zeira, to Rav Zeira's explanation. That he said that b'lekichosu, when you purchase it, the kedusha goes away. What is the raya? Says the Gemara of Chesam Udbeis. It says lo yovi mechitim ma'isa sheni ela mimois ma'isa sheni. We're talking here about a Mishnah Menachos that says someone who says he wants to bring korban toida requires an animal and bread. A person who says I want to bring the animal and the bread for ma'isa sheni. What should he do? So he can bring the bread from the money of ma'isa sheni, but not from the actual wheat of ma'isa sheni. Lo yovi mechitim ma'isa sheni ela mimois ma'isa sheni. Ma bin chiti, ma bin mois. What's the difference if you bring wheat or you bring money? Ela bekichoso pokim in a kedusha ma'aser. So idea is like this: if you're taking money, and with this you're purchasing wheat, so then the kedusha ma'aser sheni goes away, and the kedusha of the wheat comes instead. But if you're taking wheat, which is ready ma'aser sheni, then there's no lekichoso. There's no purchase. The kedusha doesn't go away. You have a problem to go and use the wheat of ma'aser sheni. Meaning, what we see from here, according to this Mishnah, I cannot use the chitim ma'isa sheni because there's no way for it to be redeemed. But if I use the money ma'isa sheni, what redeems it? The purchase. You see, the purchase is an act that takes away kedusha ma'isa sheni. That's exactly what Zeira said regarding the animal. So the Gemara, what is the problem to use ma'isa sheni to get the breads of toida? What happens with the bread of toida? You give one portion to the kohen, that's a truma, and the rest the owner eats. So why can you use ma'aser sheni to bring the lachmei toido? Bishon by shlomi, there's a portion that goes on mizbeach, the fat that will be burned, you're not going to be able to eat it. But the breads of toido you're going to eat, so why can I bring it? Omalei ha'go'at zvechol, he says, think to yourself. Shenishpach adam, what happens if the blood of the korban spills? Lo nifsal alechem, doesn't the bread become possible? That's the din betoido. You bring a behemoth, you bring the bread, and the bread is associated with the animal. If the animal becomes pasul because the blood spills, so you can't eat the bread. So if you're going to bring the bread of toida from ma'aser sheni, you may lose it because of the psul in the korban. That's why I do not want you to bring lachmei toida with the money of ma'aser sheni. We learned in the Mishnah, a person should not use money of ma'aser sheni to buy besar taiva. Meat is not a korban, you should use it to buy a korban. So that's all of the animal is right to be a korban. Don't buy this animal just for regular meat, use it as a korban. What happens if the animal is not right to be a korban? Says the more Rabbi Yochanan, gozru al nekevo balasmum mipnei vlodo. A female balasmum, you can't buy, even though she's a balasmum, even though she has a blemish, it can't be a korban anyway. But the reason why I can't do it is because of the vlad, because of the baby that will be born. Because the vlad could be a korban. And by taking an animal for Besar Taivo, he's taking away the option of the Vlad to become a korban. Kozrual Zocher Balmum, what about a male Balmum? We play Nikeva Balmum because of the Nikeva. So it's all Gzeir Legzeir. We don't want to take an animal that can be a korban. Even the animal cannot be a korban. If it's a female, you're taking away the Vlad from being a korban. And if it's a male, you're going to add to a female. And we'll continue this Sugyo in the next year, which goes into the next Daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Ches.